Hey, everybody. It's me, Mike Simpson, here again. I do mornings on KNX News, and I've got another one of these candidate interviews for you, people running for governor, where we get out and talk, just get to know them, get their views in a sort of casual setting. We've heard from a lot of Democrats, and today it's a Republican, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having a beer with me.
Absolutely.
It was a Modelo for me and actually a soda water with lime for the sheriff, but he was feeling pretty good as one of the Republicans in this race, polling well. There's two Republicans and so many Democrats. I started with my premise for these interviews. Are people just tired of politics? And also, why can't we just sit down and talk more to each other?
I think that in general, organically, that's happened to California. We're over the politics. I actually have been saying since the time I took over as sheriff, we will never, ever, ever, ever fix California or fix politics until we get rid of the D and the R. Because we no longer care about agendas. We only care about party, and you're hated if you're in the other part. You don't get listened to, you don't get talked about, it's California, you have no seat at the table. You are just irrelevant if you are not a D in Sacramento government. You're trying to tell me that Republicans don't have any good ideas? Republicans try and finagle a bill, a great bill, to get a Democrat to sponsor it because they know it's not going to be passed because it's a Republican name on it. We have gotten to a point now of this political ideology, political identity that is absolutely destroying our country, and California is by far the worst.
But when you're talking ideology, this is a man who has been labeled before. He didn't get the president's endorsement, but he has been called a MAGA sheriff by critics. So I did ask him, would he be a MAGA governor?
I think I'm a California governor. I think that the California agenda, including Mahan, is absolutely failed. Point to me where the Democrat policies in California, the one-party rule in California, just point to me where you've been a success. President Trump has done not one single thing to harm California. The Democrat agenda in California, one-party rule, has for 20 years minimum, is why we are here today. Not one year of President Trump as president.
And when it comes to failures, he, like so many others, point to homelessness.
We have failed as a government. Los Angeles, that mayor, and every mayor before her has failed that city. To say that Skid Row is okay, just because it's Skid Row. It's Skid Row. We don't care. Oh, we keep taking trucks of food to them. We keep allowing all the criminals to go in and give them drugs. Keep giving them money so it funnels the drug system. It keeps the drugs coming. It keeps them in the environment. It's enabling all of that to happen. And it is government that's creating it.
And he also says he has questions as to where all the money actually goes.
Do they want to eliminate homeless? Because they're in complete control of government. This is billions and billions and billions of dollars of a year that are not helping homelessness. They're not reaching those people on the street. They're doing nothing for them.
He is law enforcement, so we talked about ICE. This is Southern California. All that activity we saw, were they really going after the worst of the worst?
We're being lied to. There is nothing truthful coming out of Sacramento. There is nothing truthful that we're reporting about immigration. In California, nothing truthful is being reported. So the reality of what is happening is, why is that not happening in Los Angeles, what they're showing on TV, or even in any other California community? Why is it not happening in non-sanctuary states? Because the government's going into jails and getting those people and taking them out where they're supposed to, in the safety and security of a jail in a controlled environment, exactly what California used to do every single year up until 2017. This whole idea that the media is portraying, that Governor Newsom wants you to believe, do you expect the federal government to only take the guy that broke the law that ended up in jail when all other seven are also in the country illegally? It's illegal to be in the country. You can't expect because you came in, you're not going to get kicked out.
I wanted him to clarify his lines. What if there really is no prior record?
So I am completely against amnesty. We're a rule of law. We are a civilized society because we have an adherence to laws. That's the only reason we are America. And because an adherence to law in a civilized society, we don't have capital punishment, we don't have corporal punishment, we have jail time. We have punishment for breaking the law. You don't get to break the law and then just say, okay, because then where do you draw the line? Is it theft? It's like, okay, we didn't catch you in a week, so that theft that you committed last week is okay because you didn't get caught within a week? What, is it gonna be murder? Is it okay if it's murder, if we didn't catch you within a year, then King's X, you won? No.
One thing he will say, if you want changes, get them from a different level.
They use immigration to get elected again.
That goes for both sides.
In the federal government, yes. Completely.
You can run on immigration every 2 or 4 years.
And they do.
Finally, I did want to ask, since he had his sheriff shirt on right there, what made him want to become a cop?
Money and benefits.
That was a really quick, real answer.
Money and benefits. I was working in the service department of a Ford dealership, and one of my friend mechanics was putting himself through Sheriff's Academy. And he was doing it part-time. And we're talking about, we worked out every morning before work.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about what he's doing and all these things. And he would tell me, he's like, dude, you would love this. This is great. You should do this. I'm like, oh, I never wanted to be a cop. I never wanted to be a cop. But then you start talking about, you make more money than you make now. You have benefits that we don't have now at this job. And I have a young family. It's like, man, those are pretty good things. And then I got hired, and to be quite honest, from day one, it was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Yeah, so what made you stay?
The ability to every single day help someone. Every single day. There are bad parts of this job. We fight with people at times. I get spit on at times. I get called names at times. It doesn't, those things, you can have 10 of those things in a day, in a 12-hour shift, get 10 of those things in a shift. And one person thanks you and shakes your hand.
Changes everything.
And you go back and you do the same thing tomorrow. And I believe that all of us are given gifts. I'm a firm believer in God. I'm a firm believer in that, in a creator. And I believe that all of us are given talents. And are we supposed to use those talents? Are we supposed to get the best of them and everything else? And one of what I believe my talent, and I believe successful law enforcement officers, are the ability to not care about yourself and care more about other people. I am willing and able and don't even think about it, and I believe it's God-given. There have been positions where I have been put in that I should have or could have died and didn't. And I don't think about it until an hour later when it's, oh my God, my kids could have been without a dad.
Kind of washes over you.
Yes, and it's like, why did you do that? That's what I tell myself. Why did you put yourself in that position? I don't know. I wasn't thinking. Because God took that ability away for me to be afraid for myself so I could help somebody else. And that truly, I think in this job, that thank you, and that you don't even have to tell me thank you. It's the look in somebody's face. You can see that they want to tell you thank you, but they're emotional or they just can't bring themselves to it. Even some people that don't like you are still thanking me. And that means, it's like, I'll do this tomorrow. I can make a difference in everybody's life. It's not for me, to be very, very honest with you, I think I would rather be sheriff. I mean, I don't have to move. I don't have to be separated from my wife and my grandkids. We don't have to figure any of that. We could just be happy right where we are. But I'm choosing to sacrifice the happy right where I am because I know that I can make Californians' lives better. And somebody's going to come up to me and say thank you.
Sheriff, thanks for coming in and having a drink with me.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again soon.
We will.
Again, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco there, one of the Republicans running for governor. There's plenty more of these interviews with all these other candidates. We've done these. Wherever you got this, you can find those. It's the LA Local Podcast, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your pods, and also knxnews.com. One note, actually a couple, this was done before Eric Swalwell dropped out of the race and before we got these stories and this court fight over the seizure of ballots in Riverside County. So that's why those questions were not asked here. But plenty more of these to come. We got some more as we go into next week. And until then, I'll see you there weekday mornings on KNX News 5 to 10.